Thanks for having me.
What were you seeing in Ingham County that made you think more resources were needed for juvenile justice?
I was a new judge, and so I didn't know any better. And, of course, when you're new, you ask questions, and you keep your eyes open, you look around. And our youth center was woefully overcrowded. Treatment options were very limited. And we said, you know what? We need to go out and ask the community. We have to tell them that we have to hold these children accountable. And more importantly, we have to provide more treatment for the problems that these kids were facing. And that's when we went out door to door and basically asked the voters of Ingham County for a dedicated millage that would set aside funds specifically for this purpose.
How difficult was it to educate voters about what was really needed, that it wasn't just about incarceration or probation, but that there were some core services that were necessary to help these kids not reoffend?
You know, it's nonpartisan. But, of course, you tell Republicans we want to hold these kids accountable, and you tell the Democrats we want to provide more services to families. But everyone seemed to agree, right? So we got this money, and instead of just throwing money in the air to see whether or not things would work, we brought in Dr. Edward Latessa from the University of Cincinnati. He is basically the person to be able to assess risk and match risk with programs. He had us partner with Michigan State University and Dr. Bill Davidson, meaning that we're able to discern exactly why it is that a particular individual is having problems socializing appropriately. We have a school where we actually have 90, 80, 90 kids that go to school with us year-round, because what predominated in Lansing and in Ingham County was that kids were committing crimes because they were not well-connected to their school day, and they failed to have any positive social activities after school.
It's interesting. This is, at least in Michigan, still a relatively new approach, building evidence-based programs. Why do you think there's such a disconnect between what so many other counties in Michigan are doing around juvenile justice and moving to this model where we're using what we know works?
Well, you know, I don't know the answer to that, but I can tell you this. We've stayed really true to the things that we're wanting to do. A child who graduates from the Ingham Academy is only a 2% chance of committing a crime again after 2 years. Why this doesn't happen, I don't know. It may be because others are kind of set in their ways about how they approach the problem. They may think that they don't have enough resources to invest in this situation. In Ingham County, what we did is we actually went to the voters, explained to them what we wanted to do, raised the money, about $4 million a year, a little less than that. And every time we make an investment in programming that is a tendency to reduce the time a kid would be in out-of-home care, the state of Michigan has to, by law, match that money. And I think our voters in Ingham County got it right. I think that they know that if you invest money in kids when they're 14 and 15, that we don't need to build more prisons. We can get kids to graduate from high school and go to college. These kids are no different than any other kids. They're no different than my kids. They just have different sets of circumstances that need to be addressed in a very a straightforward way.
Sir, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Hey, not a problem.